everybody, to the Aaron's High Catholic Venture Radio program. Matt, your host. And listen closely. You'll probably hear crickets. Most of the crew is not here. We got a lot of people coming in. But at the moment, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, is out on assignment. And I'm limited on time here. So I'm just going to ask that you lift him up in prayer. He'll be back this next Saturday. And let's just pray to ensure that he has a good, safe return here. And he can explain to you what's going on. I've got Judge Andy Isaacs. He's doing, I think, a trail ride. And he told me that he could call in. So we'll see what happens at that point in time. If not, I'll be doing the revival prayer. And I have Shelby Meyer working the board for me. Shelby, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. Got a lot of new stuff going on and just feeling the vibe.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple, Podbean, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Why don't you be one of them? Check it out. Great information there. You can check out the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I want to thank all my sponsors who have faith in me doing this program. I want to thank even more so to the people who donate privately. They get nothing out of it other than to keep me on the air. And I want to thank each and every one of you for doing that. I cannot tell you how much that means to me when it comes to you and also the sponsors for having faith in what we do here. Try to do the best we can. All right. We've got a lot going on. So what I'm going to do is first set the table and let you know some of the stories we're going to talk about and then who's coming on the program as well. We'll be doing our devotional. I've got two more chapters left that I'm allowed to read out of Tony Evans' Prayers for Men book. And I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for allowing me to do so. And Shelby, let's do the honors of showing everybody what the book looks like. They gave me permission to read 15 chapters, so today will be the 14th one we've done. I can't believe it's been that long.
I know, it seems it can't be.
Oh, no, I can believe it.
I can't.
I just remember, look, Christmas was how long ago? And the next one's coming. We're just going to be here before you know it.
I don't know. It's crazy.
The election's going to come. We're going to have turmoil before you know it.
Yeah.
So we'll be reading the chapter out of Tony Evans' books. And that chapter is titled, what did I say it was? A Prayer for Health. Because it really doesn't do us much good if we're not in good health, right? So we're going to pray for that. And then I've got some announcements that we'll do towards the end of the show. True Stories. Self-defense stories of and learning what to do and what not to do out of the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column. We're going to be doing a blast from the past. I've got three audio clips of me in the past talking on certain topics that will that are still relevant today. We'll be doing that probably at 11:15.
And these were prior to me, so they're not as great, but they're still good.
Okay. You gave me a great compliment, though. You said these were about 4 years ago.
Yeah, you look the exact same.
Now, that could be good or that could be bad.
It's good because you almost don't look like you age. And you definitely don't look your age. So it's all good. It's all good health.
You're hired. You need a raise. Perfect. Okay. Word of the day. We'll be doing that in a moment. Shelby will be giving us some trivia.
Oh, lovely trivia today.
As I stated before, Judge Andy will be calling in. Katie from Moz, I'm never sure with Katie. Vicky's been sick. Katie's been super busy. So if they call up, we'll put them on at the bottom of this hour. My special guest today, Sissy McDermott Wallace. She's the activity director of Legacy Nursing Facility here in Cameron. And Sissy was the facilitator of getting the tribute wall here to Cameron. The Vietnam Wall, and also for Iraq and all that. So that's going to be pretty cool. Also, representatives of both the VFW and American Legion, Commander Jerry Lorton from the VFW, and Assistant Commander of American Legion, it's going to be Randall McCabe, I believe it is. I apologize. I got the information late. So we'll be talking to them as to the history of it, what's it all about, how you can go check it out, and all that. It's a pretty neat setup. Billy Ray was just in here giving us some details on that,
yeah,
wasn't he?
About what it was made of, and he said it's about a third of the way put up, and it was made out of some kind of...
some type of water-resistant, almost like a plastic type of deal,
yeah,
but it's sturdy and stable. Yeah.
Plastic, mm-hmm, plexiboard,
which,
or whatever.
Which is not to take any respect
away
from the
granite.
No,
it's just something that we were wondering, so just in case other people were wondering, that was something we were curious about.
Also, later on at around 10:30, I will have Milam County Sheriff Mike Clore coming in, and we're going to go over the Milam County Emergency Plan and the solar eclipse.
Hmm.
Solar eclipse? Huh? What? A lot of people out there probably don't even know a solar eclipse is coming.
Oh, I don't know. It's been all over the place.
There's
no way you could get away from it. It's been here on the news.
Okay, you may get a snippet of solar eclipse, but do you do the homework as to why this may be problematic?
Well,
probably not.
I mean, people don't want to look at why something is being problematic.
And that is why we have the good old sheriff coming in. He's going to help us out on that.
Just don't look at the sun, everybody.
All right, word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, Shelby has a prize for you.
I do. I have a lovely prize.
And also, we'll be doing the trivia question.
The trivia is going to be wonderful today.
So we'll do the word of the day first. The word of the day is accessible. Accessible. Comes from the headline, Clown World Canada. Citizens told to leave keys accessible for car thieves. Did you hear that?
God. I saw that and I was like,
Well, let me read it again. Jerry, listen to this. Clown World Canada. Citizens told to leave keys accessible for car thieves.
At the front door so there's no problems, because they say your car isn't worth your life, so you might as well just leave them on the front porch so they don't even break in. Yeah.
It's an adjective.
How thoughtful.
Saves time.
Accessible, it's an adjective. Definition of a place able to be reached or entered. Says, with rising crime in Toronto, Canada, citizens and police are coming up with creative and sometimes ridiculous ways to deal with robberies. Says here, news report described a nearly 25% rise in car thefts from 2022 to 2023, explaining police in one area have resorted to passing out door stops to homeowners to prevent their doors from being kicked in by criminals. The Toronto Police Service Constable Marco Ricard appeared in the news segment to tell citizens they should leave their key fobs.
Mm-hmm.
They should leave their key fobs in the front because criminals are breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're loaded. That's all the more reason, ladies and gentlemen, why you need to be packing heat at your house.
Aren't they a little more strict on gun control in Canada?
It's
not working out. What? It's not working?
Control, man. They want control.
Hey, it just started pouring, right?
The word of the day is accessible. Give me a call. 254-697-6633. You get a prize if we like it. Shelby, give me the trivia.
Oh, I've got some trivia today. Okay, so the trivia is all due to St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. Is that right?
17th.
Is that Sunday?
Yes, that's Sunday.
Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, so this is St. Patrick's Day trivia. And the question is, what do the three leaves of the shamrock symbolize for St. Patrick's Day? But that's not all. If you call up here and get it right, I'll give you a gift card to Honcho in Texas here in Cameron. But if you give me the answer in your best Irish accent, I'll give you a double gift card.
Ooh, wow.
So double bubble.
Well, what happens if they get the word of the day and what you just said?
I guess I'm just going to have to give them something else.
Okay.
A good old punch.
The number is 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Let me continue on setting the table. Biden evacuates staff from embassy as gang leader Barbecue. Look up why his name is Barbecue. Becomes most powerful man in Haiti. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what? Another embassy we lost? Now, let's see. What did Trump do? Trump had no wars, secured the border, made the country financially strong, told NATO where to stick it, told China where to stick it, and did peace accords with Israel and three other nations. Quite a difference. Continuing. U.S. held secret talks with Iran to solicit Tehran's help in pressuring Yemen's Houthi rebels to halt their attacks on commercial cargo ships. Ladies and gentlemen, I know somebody, if they were president, they'd go, here's a picture of your house. Why are you showing me a picture of your house? Figure it out, dude. Keep it up, and that house is gone. Simple, man. Simple. Donald Trump says he's honored to be GOP nominee, but country in deep trouble with lunatic Joe Biden as POTUS. Mm-hmm. POTUS, that's President of the United States. Quote, Donald Trump, I will never do anything that will jeopardize or hurt Social Security or Medicare. Now look, Social Security is unconstitutional, but there's absolutely no way to eliminate it at this point. There's so many people dependent on it. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to stop it, they need to do something in an advanced time frame so that the people who are on it currently can utilize it, and the other ones at a certain date, you're on your own. But we can talk about that later. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Shelby doing the board. Jerry Lorton in here. Commander VFW here in camera. We'll be talking to him shortly. I want to continue setting the table here, though. Treasury Secretary Yellen. I regret saying inflation was transitory. Look, I could have told you that. I'm not highly educated. I'm a 25-cent guy. I knew it. I could figure it out. I could see it. Moving on. See if you can catch this. Yell about this. Inflation surges twice as much as expected. Yeah. Okay. Trump charges dropped in Georgia case. Embarrassing screw-up for Fannie Willis. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney. Moving on. We're just waiting for another 9/11. Illegal aliens buy... Let's mute everything. Illegal aliens buy fake green cards, Social Security cards from New York gangs. Isn't that lovely?
It's never been hard to get.
Yeah, but now
you... live in here and...
The multiple factor here is incredible. You got all these people, we don't know who they are, and they're getting access to this to get jobs, to vote, to do... Mm-hmm.
But they're not even asking for socials anymore for jobs. Most states have opted out of it.
Let me ask you something. Tell me if this is a smart idea or not. Ukraine bombs Russia nuclear power plant periphery outside the area. I was there when Chernobyl blew. Okay? The last thing you want is a nuclear plant going off, right? You start eating lettuce that glows, milk that glows, you start to glow. Okay.
Or let's talk about the real realistic effects of it is your children are going to have cancer. Not you necessarily. It's going to go through your gene pool. So your children and your grandchildren are going to have a lot of health effects if you sit there and do that and blow up stuff in that general area. Even for yourself, the person that's doing it. I mean, it's immediate.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's stupidity.
Stupidity. Former chairman and still traitor of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, cashes in as senior bank advisor, joins same lucrative sponsors or speakers agency as Hillary Clinton. Look, they're all knit together here. If you're not familiar with it, Milley, countering the president's orders, traitorous, and he gets off with it. West Point removes duty, honor, country from its mission statement. Replaces it with generic Army values. Now, look, I'm a West Point. I don't know how you would categorize this, but I got my brother. He's a general. And my other brother's a colonel. Yeah, I was a lonely little buck sergeant. Okay, I'm the only one with common sense. But the big thing was duty, honor, country. And you got...
What's wrong with that?
They still have it, but they don't have it as their mission statement.
What is the mission statement?
Army values. That means you're going to wear high-heeled shoes. That means you're going to lessen the requirement.
Oh, did you see that Army colonel with that little placard on his desk that says, "Hi, my pronouns are her, him. What are yours?" And he's sitting there working at his desk, and he's in his full uniform, and I'm like, All right, moving on.
Okay, it's just going down the toilet real fast.
That's on their Facebook page. Go Army.
U.S. issues veiled threat to Hungary. Washington accuses Viktor Orban's government of jeopardizing relations. Now, let me tell you something. I predict this guy is going to be assassinated, whether politically or physically. He is not going with the grain. Mm-hmm. He's a total Trump fan. Indian illegals caught riding freight train into the U.S. from Canada. So the ship is sinking with multiple holes in it. Man shot in the head during New York City rush hour subway traffic 1 week after Governor Hochul deployed National Guard. What do you think the answer to this problem is? Anybody in the room?
Don't defund police.
How about that, and don't restrict my right to carry a firearm?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me tell you why this is important. In the article, in this article, it says, man shot in head during New York's rush hour, like I just stated. In the article, she states, the governor states, you see, we put the people there just for that reason, so that when situations like this happen, they can take care of it. Well, here's the difference. This is what I teach in my class. Reaction versus response. Reacting is an instinctive, emotional response to a situation. It is often impulsive and can be influenced by our past experiences or fears. For example, oh my God, there's a snake, and you jump and leap away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the other hand, responding as a thoughtful and deliberate reaction, it involves considering the situation, weighing the options, and making a conscious decision. For example, hey buddy, there's a rattlesnake next to you. Stand by. I'm going to shoot it in the head. Stand by. Here we go. Boom. Problem solved. See the difference? There's a difference between reacting and responding. Hochul is reacting. We respond by training our citizenry to be able to defend themselves. Denver asks residents to house illegal alien newcomers as city shuts down the shelters. The sanctuary cities here are fumbling the football and are trying to put it on their citizens to pick
it
back up.
What's crazy is the people that are, there are some far liberals that might be willing to do that. Once they get in your house, they have more rights than you do in your own house.
Yeah, you can't get them out.
Probably. No,
yeah.
they have more rights than you do there.
Okay, and then why are Texas officials concerned about the solar eclipse? We'll be talking to Sheriff Mike Clore about that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting stuff. Now, I got about 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do revival prayer. I've had Judge Andy Iges come into the studio here for years now doing a revival prayer for this nation. He's not in, so I'm going to do it for him. He's doing a trail ride, so lift him and his morning star.
Pour him on the trail ride.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't think he's calling in.
Going to get a little soggy.
His cell phone's probably soggy by now. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just going to say a prayer. It's going to be a general blanket prayer, but the groanings of the Spirit, and I groan through the Spirit, and He knows my heart. So here we go. Lord, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you for who we are and where we live. It's a miracle, this country, and we just thank you so much for it. But we've turned, and I'm asking that you give us the vision, the wisdom, the insight to repent and turn 180 degrees about, put you in a proper position, and that's number one, Lord. Guide us and direct us. Ping us. Put the voice behind our heads, the left and right, to tell us to go to the left and go to the right, and that we are open to it and hear it and know you well enough to hear your voice, Lord. We thank you and pray it through your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Also want to do my devotional. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time and blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. If you're on my devotion list, it's going to be on Wednesday's devotional. It reads as follows. Good morning. While reading this morning, I found this. The Apostle Paul speaking to the Greeks in Athens. This comes from Acts chapter 17. People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription: to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. Now, this is me speaking here for a second. I see a parallel here in this country. But Paul continuing with Acts 17. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. And I close. There is going to be a reckoning when Jesus comes back. As Christians, let's recommit, let's repent, and let's all recognize that there is only one true God. I would recommend reading the entire chapter of Acts 17 for more clarity, since space is limited here. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it in anybody's throat. Moving on. I think I'm on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prayer coming from Tony Evans, Prayers for Men. Thank you, Harvest House Publishers. I'm going to read to you today chapter titled Prayer for Health. Now listen, ladies out there, you need to pray doubly hard for your men or for men in general. They're supposed to be the leaders. Men, you need to pray for yourselves as well to be the leaders you're supposed to be. You need to stand up and be who you're supposed to be. Take charge, be leaders. And leadership understands everything that needs to be done as a leader. It understands the respect for others. It understands the things that need to be done. So we're going to pray that men get to the leadership position. Here's his prayer, a prayer for health. Lord, I want to thank you for giving me my life and my body. Thank you as well for giving me the tools to serve you through my physical well-being. I pray, Lord, that you would increase my wisdom so that I can guard this temple called my body and govern myself in a healthy way. Please ward off those things that would impede me from living a fully healthy life, not only for myself, but also for my family. Let my hands, feet, legs, limbs, mind, speech, hearing, sight, and all other components of my physical body be used for you to maximize your glory. I trust you, Father, to use my body and to keep it strong so that I can serve you well and bring good to others. I know that when I'm physically healthy, that I'm better able to focus on my usefulness to you as well as to my family. I ask that you both I ask that you will both protect and help my family and loved ones in this area too. My desire is for them to be healthy. Lord, you are the God who heals. If something does go wrong with regard to health in our home, would you intervene and give us insight so that we can have medical professionals help make the corrections active? We are looking to you and you alone for our ultimate well-being. Thank you that you are God who gives life, strength, and health to us. I trust you in your ongoing care for me and my loved ones. In Christ's name, amen. And his final comment is this. We need to realize that even though life is given to us, life is not due us. It's a gift. Whew, that was powerful. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got Sissy McDermott Wallace, I've got Jerry Lorden, and Randall McCabe.
McBay.
You okay. Were close.
I was close.
Same thing, only different. That's all right.
Antique shop, the whole works.
Answers to either one of them.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes, and we will be discussing the wall and other things.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Shelby, taking care of the board, and I've got a room full of guests right now. So I've got Jerry, Randall, Sissy over here. We're going to be talking The Wall, and I'm not talking Pink Floyd either. All right, this is the veterans, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. The official one, obviously, is in Washington. The big granite slabs of stone with the thousands of names on it of fallen soldiers. And look, I want to say something. I want to start it off like this. This is a great introduction for somebody who's not paying attention. I want you to go to this memorial and look at all the names of those soldiers who have fallen with the honor of serving their country, thinking they're doing what the leadership tells them to do is just and right. They don't decide. They just follow the orders. And they're dead. No children on some of them, no life, no business, no further education, no laying down next to their wives or husbands or whatever. They're gone so that you and I could be here today doing what we're doing. We must remember that. That's why I'm so fanatical when it comes to the Constitution. Men and women in service dying to protect those documents so that you and I can live free. And if we just go carelessly along and not remember that, we're doomed. Who wants to go first? Jerry?
Absolutely. I'm always a loud mouth in the crowd.
Right.
You want to talk about a little history of the...
Well, let's tell everybody who you are, what you're doing, where you're from, why you're here, and history.
Jerry Lorton, commander of the VFW, post 2010. I am originally from Indiana. I'm not from Texas, but I got here as fast as I could. Yeah.
I beat you, though.
Yeah, you did. You beat me. I spent 22 years in the military. Everybody asks, where were you stationed? Well, which time? You know, yeah. Moved 12 times. Spent a little time with the 160 Special Ops. Two tours in Germany, three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Got to Fort Hood in 1995. And I started...
I'm sorry, what fort?
I'm not going to say...
Neither
I'm sorry,
am I.
It's Fort Hood. I don't care. I don't recognize... What is it, Cabasco or something? Or I don't know. Anyway, Cabasa. Anyway, it's Fort Hood. Anyway, I got to Fort Hood in 95. I retired in 98. The way I got to Cameron is I started walking east saluting. And as soon as I got to a town that didn't salute me back, that's where I stopped, that's where I stayed, and this is where I retired, right here. But... Anyway, I've been the commander here for about 3.5 years now. And if some people don't know, we've moved the VFW post. It's down on 22nd Street now. It's not on 190. And we've got a nice little club down there. Nice little place. We've expanded the bar area and got a nice stage, got a nice bar. Come on out and see us. That's me.
Okay. Let's go to... I'm going to say Sissy because you're the... facilitator of it all. So let's go. Randall, tell them who you are and what you do.
I'm Randall McBay. I'm the vice commander of Edwin Hardy Post 9 in Cameron. We've been there for almost 100 years now in Leadbetter Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Long time.
You didn't found that, did you?
No, I did not. I did not, but the... You know, I think I saw your name on the cornerstone.
Yeah, it was I was a busboy at the Last Supper. So,
is that you, the one behind the duck and
that was me. Okay. That was me. They had a picture of me behind Jesus that time. You remember?
Go ahead.
Putting them bunny ears.
I'm also a member of the VFW.
Yeah.
I spent 30 years in the military, both enlisted and as an officer. I work at the VA hospital in surgery. That's my current job. I'm just glad to be here, and I'm honored that you brought the wall, or helped get the wall here to Sissy.
I'm more than honored.
Thank you, Randall. Now, Sissy.
Okay, I guess Sissy.
Tell us who you are and how this is happening.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell these guys thank y'all for your service, and it is. Just the wall is going up outside of Legacy, and it's just almost emotional, remarkable. It's a beautiful sight of going up. We still need volunteers if anybody wants to come out. So, I'm Sissy McDermott Wallace. I'm the activity director at Legacy Nursing Facility, and I have been there almost 3 years. My goal, which I've always been a person that wants to incorporate or be a part of a community of Cameron in different things that I've done. But with Legacy, we have four veterans in our facility itself. And I heard about the wall going up in Temple, and I thought, oh, that'd be so cool, is to take our veterans to go see the wall in Temple. And so, but I reached out to find out what it would take to get the wall in the Cameron community. And a young lady reached out to me right away, and she said, well, we could piggyback it from Temple to Cameron. And I'm going, wait a minute. That's only 10 days to get it ready. And there's a price to have the wall put up. And I reached out, VFWs, American Legions, different businesses in town. And within less than 24 hours, I had the funding that was promised to put the wall up. And so by Friday, the money was in our pockets, and we were able to contract it out to the AVTT, I think is the breakdown.
Sissy, talk about that, too, because I have it posted on my Facebook page, that organization. And Stephanie, do you want to explain anything of that?
Stephanie's in charge of that. Stephanie Moore is her name. She will not be here today. But I've got information on contact if you want to do it in your own community too, but I talked to the driver this morning. His name is Lonnie. They go everywhere. It's not just Texas. He was talking about going different states with this particular wall. So I think
it's important if people out there want to connect with this one. There's multiple ones out there, and let me tell you something. They're very courteous and kind. I was trying to find the Stephanie number. Mm-hmm. And each one said, that's not us, but we're going to direct you. And they kept directing me until I got the right person. Then I got Jerry, and then I found out that you were the facilitator. Uh-huh. So I just want to make sure if you want to stay on one, Stephanie. I don't know if there's any advantage to that.
Well, I know that she's the coordinator for the one that we've got. And I do have on our flyer, we've got the information on how to get in touch with her. But there's a man that started, his name's Don, and I don't remember his last name, but he basically started the wall. There's a whole history. Do you have a flyer with you?
I've got John DeVitt is his name, DeVitt.
DeVitt.
Yep.
Okay.
Started in 1982.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I'm really undereducated on this because it happened so quick. So, and it's just a blessing to be able to see in this amount of time in 10 days. In 10 days, we've gotten the money, we've gotten the volunteers, we got chairs delivered, we have food delivered, we have people just coming out of the woodwork. I had someone call me from Rockdale that wants to volunteer to guard it for the Sarah. It was just amazing. I believe it's a God thing. I don't think that I need to take credit or anybody else needs to take credit. I believe if God wanted it here, he got it here. And by the grace of God, in 10 days, it was gotten here. I'm a firm believer in that.
The traveling wall started in Tyler, Texas. That was the first display. It was
really?
In Texas. Sure was.
Wow.
1984.
Yeah. Stephanie Moore is the coordinator for this particular one. And if you want her phone number, it's 309-952-9188. Stephanie actually is on another project that Don has put her on today, so she won't be there today. But I can
give the number again.
Okay, the number again is 903-952-9188. And she's got an email address. It's smoore@avtt.org.
ATTV?
AVTT.
Is that MOORE?
Moore, MOORE. And it's the acronym. Is Traveling Veteran, let's see, it had it on there, American Veteran Traveling Tribute.
Okay.
American Veteran Traveling Tribute. AVTT.
Okay, so once again, it's set up at Legacy. How do people get there?
Okay, Legacy is on the corner of Highway 77 and 22nd Street. At the red light. You can't miss us. We have a sign that's put out that we love our veterans. It's Cameron, Texas. It'll be set up hopefully it's completed by 2 o'clock. we'll have a short little ceremony to open it up with prayer. We'll have a I'll also tell why we've got the wall there. Sister, and then we'll have music.
I have a question that came in, which is a valid question, because if you said this is being piggybacked off a temple,
yes.
Does temple have its own?
Yes. No. The piggyback was meaning they break down in temple, and when they broke down in temple, Lonnie brought the wall here.
So then
two different entities, two different time frames. It was at temple.
This is at temple, but is no longer there anymore.
It's no longer in temple. It's now in Cameron.
Okay, so if you missed your chance in temple,
right,
you can come here to Cameron, and it'll be here till tomorrow, right?
All day tomorrow, and then they break down on Monday.
Okay. All right, look, we're going to a hard break. When we come back, maybe we can go over some of the more history of it, how it came to be. And if you have questions, you want to give us a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can see us live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. We'll take a break. Be back in three. Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Ranch Radio Program. Matt, your host here. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. I've got Jerry, Randall, and Sissy in here talking about the Vietnam Memorial Wall, the traveling wall. There's so many different things in my head. I'm trying to keep it all straight. And Miss Sissy's got to go to continue to set up, but I asked her. I asked you to stay.
Put your slicker on.
To broadcast once again, Sissy, the help that you may need.
Okay, now that it's raining, we can have prayers for the rain to stop. So we do need volunteers, extra hands with some muscles because those walls are not light. They're going to be setting up hopefully until about noon or 1 o'clock or maybe later with some ponchos. So we are at the corner of 22nd Street and Travis or Highway 77.
Let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, many soldiers out there have served in the rain, okay?
Yeah.
They've served in the rain without ponchos, without rain gear, getting wet, cold, and chilly. So show up.
Okay. Yeah. So all the help we can get. So the wall is massive. The tribute, there's small tribute walls that from every era. It's just, it's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Sissy, I got the colonel on the line.
Oh.
He's a Vietnam vet, F-4 Phantom pilot. He's got a story that's incredible. Colonel, can you hear me?
This mic, I haven't got him up yet.
When he gets on, that mic will be dead.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Colonel, welcome, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to comment on the moving wall. I had been out of Vietnam for 15 years. I kept everything bottled up inside of me until I went to the half-scale wall when it came to St. Louis in the early 80s. And it all came out. It was ugly, but it came out, and I've been a changed person since then. So I would recommend to the veterans that they go there and check out all their friends on the wall.
Will do, Colonel. You just take care of yourself. Okay. Get some rest, okay?
We're going to drive down this afternoon. We'll be there at 2 o'clock.
You never stop, Colonel.
Man.
All right. Sounds good.
Soldier on.
All right. Take care, buddy. That's my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. He should be in this upcoming Saturday. Okay. Sissy,
Now I'm emotional.
I know.
Yeah. Anything else did you want to add? Because I know you wanted to go.
Yeah. I want to go. Y'all just come see the wall. I know that there's emotions that play with those that have been in the Vietnam War and those that have lost family members. We did have Gracie Price, who is the mother of Charles Price III. We also had Andy and Sandra Andrews, of course, is Darren Andrews' parents. They were in the procession this morning. So thank you, Cameron, for allowing us to bring the wall here. And I know.
We had a great procession this morning, too.
Wonderful.
Procession. Fire department involved, city police, constable.
If you want to see that, I actually did a live video from leaving the VFW and then coming back out onto Legacy property. So pretty amazing. It was wonderful. Lights, and it was pretty good. So thank you. Come see us. We'll have some snacks around, unless they're soaking wet. But we'll have some snacks around for those visitors
nothing
that
like
come.
A spoon.
Nothing like a wet donut.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll see you in a while, Sissy.
Okay, be careful driving out there, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
See y'all later.
All right, gentlemen, let's continue on. We got about 8 minutes in this segment here. I guess...
Speaking of, if you don't mind, of the procession this morning, I was in tears. Just the people of Cameron who pulled over and showed their respect as the procession came through to Cameron.
Everyone pulled over.
And just during all the crap that we talk about on this show, it's usually, you know, the crazy, gut-wrenching highlights that people generally go over and don't want to look at, and then that's fine, but during all of that, then you have something so quickly, everybody wanting to participate, it just brings out, like, a certain lightness through all the darkness, and it's wonderful.
It does. It really does.
Very proud to be a Cameronite at the transplant.
Me too. I was in the lead vehicle, and everybody, I didn't see anybody pass us. Everybody pulled
over. I was at the very end, and it was just It was wonderful.
It was.
You know, don't let the media trick you. Okay, this is Matt talking. This is my opinion. Don't let the media trick you. The lamestream media is bought and paid for. They want to put out an agenda. They're going to make it seem like everything's good and that the lovers, the patriots of this nation are bad. But let me tell you something. The core of this country is there. It's just we can't hear them because their voice gets suppressed. So when Shelby and these gentlemen here and sister are talking about how people come together, that's what America is. We just, yep. They want us to forget it. Go ahead, Jerry and Randall.
Anyway, a little bit of history on the wall. It was devised by John DeWitt. He attended a 1988 or 1982 annual commemoration ceremony celebrated in Washington for Vietnam vets. And he felt, well, there's a lot of people that can't go to D.C. to see this wall. They just, you know, they can't get to D.C. Why don't we come up with a traveling wall and show everybody?
Right.
So him and two other Vietnam vets, Norris Shears and Gary Haber, they devised it, volunteered to build the wall, and won the display the first time in Tyler, Texas, October 1984. Is where the first display went on.
Now,
that was in Tyler.
In addition to the Vietnam Wall, what's the other memorial that's there? The Iraq? Isn't there a...
Oh, there's an Iraq. I haven't seen that one yet.
Iraq.
Yeah.
Enduring
freedom. I got some friends on that one, I think.
Just show me the picture. Was it Sissy? Or was it... Oh, no. It was... It was Billy Ray.
Well, he show you a picture of it?
He showed me a couple of pictures, and it had the wall there partially built.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
He sent me a bunch of them.
Okay. So what else you got?
I can talk about the VFW a little bit. We have some events coming up. Friday is karaoke. Starts at 8 o'clock. A lot of people out there last night. It was a good turnout. Had 10 singers. I'm the DJ. Hey. Yeah, DJ. Uh-huh. We got Saturday darts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, we have 9-ball and 8-ball. It starts at 3 o'clock. And Tuesday's poker at 7 o'clock. We got a lot of we got like 16 players out there. Two tables full of people. Now, on the 31st, on Easter, we're having a ham dinner for the people that don't have anywhere to go for Easter. Starts at about noon, and we're going to have an egg hunt, Easter egg hunt, for the kids. So come on out and see us on Easter Sunday. We've got some things going on, so... Back to you.
One, before you talk, Randall,
yes, sir.
Explain how to get to you from the main drag in Cameron. Address is fine, but just give some markers like the water tower railroad tracks.
Well, if you go down Travis, like you're going towards Waco, and you get to the CEFCO station at 22nd Street at the light, right next to Legacy, you want to make a left right there. You go up to the railroad tracks right there.
You want to make a left there.
Right there. Left, right there. Is it right, left, or left, right?
It's a left if you're coming in town.
Yeah.
Between Legacy go, and the CEFCO station.
If you're heading to Waco, you want to make a left right there. No, make a left at the light. And we're down about maybe a quarter mile. You'll see the railroad tracks. You can't miss us.
And the big water tower.
Yep. Got the big water tower right there. So come on out and see us. We open at noon. We're open from noon to midnight on Friday through, I'm sorry, Sunday through Friday, and then Saturday we're open until 1 in the morning. So come on out and see the new facility. I think you'll enjoy it. We have a rentals, birthday party rentals and things. So
very good, very good.
I want to try to get Matt out there.
Tell us about your world.
Well, the American Legion, Post 9, again, is the one of the oldest American Legion around. We were celebrating over 100 years now.
Randall, I'm ignorant to this. Yeah. I apologize if I put you on the
no
spot.
Problem.
VFW, I get it. Mission statement, the whole works. American Legions, what's its
okay.
function?
The American Legion, we're all the same. The anybody who's in the VFW can be in the American Legion. It's just you have to have served on active duty with the military, as opposed to you have to have been... You had to have been overseas in a conflict.
Right.
So there are many of us in the American Legion who are also eligible or members of the VFW. And everybody in the VFW is eligible for the American
yes.
Legion.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the biggest thing. They have, we are a very small one-room building that was built specifically for us in Leadbetter Park in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
1930s, and so we were a lot smaller than the VFW, But we've got a good core group of people.
Do a lot for the community, too.
Do a lot for the community. We meet the second Tuesday night of each month. We've got some different events coming up. We got the Memorial Day coming up.
So you guys have it this year.
We have it this year. Yes,
I had it last year. It's your turn.
So we'll have the Memorial Day ceremony downtown on the square in Cameron, as it always is. A little different format this year, so come down and see what's different.
We always have a great turnout for that. The community comes together for that service.
We
really do.
I love that. It's a very, very emotional time, and we get some great people.
Fantastic. Look, we're coming up to a hard break, top of the hour. I'm going to hold these guys over for a little bit, and we'll continue on the conversation. If you want to be part of it, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And we'll see you in a few minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host. Simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also out of Rockdale at 98.5 FM KRXT. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, Podbean, and we've got, what, Shelby? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Check it out. Great information. Thank you to all the sponsors of the program. They have faith in me for doing the show, and I can't thank you enough. I want to give an extra special thanks to the people who donate privately. They get nothing out of this other than helping me to stay on the air. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works, yada, yada, yada. I still got Jerry and Randall in the studio here. We're talking about the wall, the portable, the movable wall. What's the proper terminology for that? The traveling wall?
Traveling wall. Yeah.
Okay. Which replicates the memorial, the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., which I think, Jerry, you're going to give us some history on it, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the history is just long. I mean, I'm sitting here going like five pages of stuff. Originally, a guy by the name of Jan Scruggs, who was a Vietnam veteran, lost a lot of friends in Nam. And he saw the way that Vietnam veterans were treated when they came back from this country. And he knew that we had to have a memorial for him. He saw the need to recognize these men and women who lost their lives in this conflict. And so he got with a few other veterans and got with Congress. And in 1977, he was attending a graduate school at American University in Washington, D.C., and embarked on a research study exploring the social and psychological consequences of Vietnam military duties. And that's where he came up with the idea with this wall. He got with Congress, and let me find my dates here.
You know, while you're doing that, I want to make a comment. The colonel, when he called in, you can tell he was emotional, and he saw the wall, and he mentioned how pent up it was. And I've seen many videos of vets going to the wall, and it's a release. You just see it's a release. A slab of granite etched with the names of the fallen, whereas compared to some others where you'll have statues and pillars and columns, you know, I think at first people were like, what is this? But in reality, what do they call it, the reflecting wall?
Yeah, it's a very highly polished granite.
Yeah.
So you see yourself when you're looking at the names.
It's almost like you're talking to them.
Correct.
Yep.
3 hour show, but there.
Anyway.
Dead air is not good, buddy.
So much history. Yeah.
There is. There's so much history on this, and how many people were involved trying to get this thing put together. And Congress finally, in 1980, they set aside 2 acres of land for the Vietnam Memorial. And then it had to go through Congress to allocate the funds for it. And it was a long, long process. But they finally got it done. And how many men did you say? Over 60,000 plus?
Well, we're going to just say, for so we don't miss anything, 58,000 plus U.S. soldiers died in the Vietnam War. There were more, but I'm not sure the exact precise number. And I'm sure there's some that are not accounted for. So that's a lot of names. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Try to picture close to 60,000 people standing in a field. They're gone. Just think about all the other wars. Think about all the other... think about our troops who are training to be called at a moment's notice who die. Think about people who get attacked. There is no war. I mean, these are people wearing the uniform, swearing an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, to enable us, to allow us to do what we do here in this country. That is why it is so important. That is why I'm so grateful for the colonel in his studies of the Constitution to speak to us, the listening audience, to learn more of the Constitution. Because I guarantee you, I'd drop a $100 bill right here to say that you can go up to the majority of the people out in the street and they won't know major portions of the Constitution. They probably wouldn't even know the preamble. Okay, go on.
Definitely. Ground was broke. March 1982 was the groundbreaking for the memorial. And Wednesday, November 10th, 1982, and culminated with a service in National Cathedral on Sunday, November 14th. The salute opened with a vigil Wednesday morning at the National Cathedral, where all nearly 58,000 names on the wall were read. by volunteers around the clock, day and night through midnight, Friday, every 15 minutes there was a pause for a prayer. That was, wow. That's unbelievable.
How long did it take to do that?
Salute Open to Virgil, Wednesday morning, and the wall read by volunteers, Wednesday to Friday.
Wow.
Constantly.
Day and night. No pause. So that's pretty much the history of it. There was parties, there were workshops, reunions. There was over 150,000 people attended the first day. Wow. So anyway, it's a very moving, if you've never seen it, you'll go up there and you'll see memorable items left. People will take paper and scribe their loved ones' names with pencil. They leave boots, they leave flowers, and all that stuff is gathered up and put in a warehouse and kept.
Even the flowers?
Obviously. But
the boots, the tokens.
The items, dog tags, whatever.
I didn't mean that as a stupid comment. I meant it as, like, what do they do, dry them out and keep them there as...
I have no idea. I just know they have a warehouse there. They keep all of the items that were left.
Interesting.
But it's a very moving... If you've never been there, you need to go to the wall.
And it goes through the whole time of Vietnam from the 50s up to 70.
Right.
70. Up to 50s to 70... mid-70s.
Yeah, it does. But there's a lot of names to see. But come down to the Legacy between now and Monday and see this. Tomorrow, Channel 10 is going to be down there tomorrow at 9:30, and they're going to be interviewing Vietnam veterans.
Any final words on this particular topic?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
It's an emotional day for everybody.
It is very emotional.
All right, well, look, gentlemen, I've got about 5 minutes before the end of the segment. I don't know what your politics is. I think I do.
Oh, you got mine.
Here, this kind of goes with what we're talking about, though. U.S. held secret talks with Iran. And I'll show you how I'm connecting this. Joe Biden's administration reportedly held behind-the-scenes negotiation with Iran to solicit Tehran's help in pressuring Yemen's Houthi rebels to halt their attacks on commercial cargo ships in the Red Sea. It also says here that they released billions of dollars to Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Iran backs Hamas. Hamas attacks Israel. We're supporters of Israel. It comes back around to our guys and gals in uniform who are going to be paying the price for stupidity. Did I miss anything?
Nothing.
Nope.
You pretty much nailed it.
Well, it is a 3-hour program, like I said, so let's have a discussion. What gnaws at you with that?
You first, man.
Everything. Sorry, I'm not a supporter at all. But you know, other than the fact that you hold the position, and I have to.
Rana, at what point can you just say no? I'm not going to do it. It's not a lawful order.
Well, I did that when I retired.
Okay.
When you see a situation where you're putting your troops and your men at risk for no reason, I would bite the bullet. I would refuse an order if I saw an officer making a decision that was going to put my men and myself in a life-threatening position. For
war is a life-threatening position.
It is.
So
but
look, I understand what you're saying, but there has got to be. There's got to be discipline when it comes to orders. It's got to be very clear what an illegal order is before I would say, yeah, soldier, disregard that order.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line? That's an interesting question.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Very
it's
interesting. Colonel, where you at?
All right, let me move on.
I'm sure he's upset he missed today. This would have been
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
He would be filling in all the blanks.
I've never met him, but I've heard him on this program many, many Saturdays. Very knowledgeable man. I'll tell you what.
Everything.
Oh, I bet. I'll bet.
If President Trump was still president,
we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now.
Do you think the rebels would be attacking cargo ships?
No. No.
Do you think the southern border would be porous and the northern border would be porous?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Would China be taking advantage of us and flying balloons over the country?
No.
We had China in check when Trump was in.
And we're making billions and billions and billions on tariffs.
Yep.
Will we have an economy that's booming? Yes. Will we have NATO, who's going to pay their fair share of 2% of their gross, I guess
it's
it is?
It's not about the good for the country. It's got a plan for all this.
We are in dire straits, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be paying more attention to what's going on, and we need to get more involved with what's going on. It's extremely important that we get the occupier of the office out of the office and get somebody in there who can fix this problem. And I've said this many times before, Trump needs to be our president for the next 4 years, and while doing so, take under his wing somebody who can take it for the 8 years following that, and Trump needs to go out to pasture.
That's just so much for it. I mean, so much for him to do, though. When he gets in there, you think he's going to have time to have a toddler walking behind him saying, well, this is the way you need to be? He's going to be busy. Busy. It's time to go to break.
All right, we'll be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch. back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Shelby taking care of the board here. You, the listening audience, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Add to the conversation. Let's go back over, though, Shelby. We had Word of the Day, we had the
St. Patty's Trivia.
Let me do the Word of the Day first. The Word of the Day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you can put the Word of the Day into a sentence, call here at 254-697-6633. And we like it. We'll give you a prize. The word is accessible. Accessible. It's an adjective. Definition. Of a place able to be reached or entered. Comes from this headline. Clown World Canada. Citizens told to leave keys accessible for car thieves. What's your comment on that again? We talked about it fast in the first segment of the show.
Well,
you asked me a question
before. I was saying, in Canada, aren't the gun laws very strict?
They're extremely strict.
Okay.
There's an individual up there who came up with the cockamamie idea of, hey, just put your keys out. Why? What's the thought process behind that?
What happened to what's yours is yours?
What if
protect what you own?
What if the small group of people who made that decision to put that out there had it happen to them? What do you think they
It doesn't matter to do? Because you got to look at it in a different perspective. Because, okay, what if it wasn't just your car? Should you leave your kids on the front porch because pedophiles want your kids too? Easy access to fight them off? I mean, you're looking at it's the same thing. What if they want to steal your wife? What if they're you know, you just put her out on the front porch before you go to bed? Easy access. Don't want to fight you. What's anything worth fighting? If it's yours, treat it all the same. It's mine. It's mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you agree with these type of policies, give me a call. We'll have a conversation.
We won't be mean.
I promise. I promise we'll have a conversation.
I won't be that mean.
You'll speak. You'll pause. I'll comment. I'll pause. You speak. You know, point, counterpoint.
It'll be good because you can't see my facial expression, so you won't be that threatened.
Stop. No, give me a call.
Really?
If you've had a true story of self-defense, if you think you should leave your keys on the front porch for people to steal your car, if you think you should have, what was the other thing they said here? Door stops?
Yeah.
The constable Marco Ricard appeared in the news segment to tell citizens they should leave their car key fobs in their front at their front door because criminals are breaking into your home to steal your car.
Why aren't they just stealing the car outside? Why are they breaking into the house to steal the car keys? I don't think that's correct.
Oh, wait a minute. I went too far ahead. A news report described a nearly 25% rise in car thefts from 2022 to 2023, explaining police in one area have resorted to passing out door stops to homeowners so that they can just walk in and take it without.
But aren't car thieves not breaking into the house to find the keys? Aren't they just...
Well, no, they changed their modus operandi because they just saw the article and they said, oh, okay, instead of bringing Slim Jim to open up the door to break into the car. Let me just walk up. I'll wipe my feet on the welcome mat. Mm-hmm. I'll pick up the keys, go down.
Grab an English muffin, grab your keys, and be out the door.
Wow. All right. So give me a call. Put the word in a sentence. Accessible. 254-697-6633. Shelby, give us your trivia.
For the trivia, we're doing St. Patrick's Day trivia due to tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day. And the question will win you a $10 gift card, food gift card to Honcho in Texas. And then you'll have an additional treat given to you. If you can give me the answer in an Irish accent, you don't have to. It's just for extra. You can just give me the answer. So the question is, what do the three leaves of a shamrock symbolize for St. Patrick's Day? What do the three leaves of the shamrock symbolize? You give me a call and give me an answer. If you're feeling froggy, give it to me like an Irishman.
Very good. 254-697-6633. You know, I'm always scanning Facebook for questions, and people are texting me and emailing me. I've got the colonel. He responded to a question of a lawful order. Mm. And since he sent it to me, I will read it. The enlisted oath was to the superior officers. The enlisted oath was to his superior officers. The commissioned oath was to the Constitution, not the president. I asked the three corps commander
if he was given an unconstitutional order by President Obama, if he would follow the order or the Constitution. He paused, then said the president. At that point, I knew the flag. General Officers Corps was lost. Clinton fired 155 generals that were loyal to the Constitution. There we go. You got a caller?
Yeah.
Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to? What's on your mind?
I was just going to tell you the things that the Clover stand for.
Yeah, go ahead.
Love, hope, and faith.
What?
Love, hope, and faith.
No. That's a good guess, but that's not what it stands for.
Well, you would say I was cheating anyway.
Well, it was a nice try. It was a nice try. So think about it. Call back if you come up with the answer, and we'll let you try it again. Number's 254-697-6633. Okay. Where was I here, Shelby?
We just were talking about the key fobs and the... you were on the colonel. You went back to the colonel. You read him.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about lawful orders and all that. Let me clarify that. I kind of messed up his text. And I remember him telling me this story before. It was basically saying an officer was, an enlisted oath was to the superior officers. The commissioned oath was to the Constitution, not the president. So if an unlawful order is coming down from the president, the officer swore an oath to the Constitution. Would the officer obey the Constitution or the president? Well, in this particular case, the individual said the president. Welcome to the program. Who's calling? How can I help you?
My name is William Johnson.
William, how you doing?
I was listening to the show this morning, and the Shamrock, the three things of the Shamrock. I believe it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Do you want to try saying it in an Irish accent and get a double prize?
Oh, you know, I'm 70% Irish, but I was born here in America, but I really can't know how to do an Irish accent.
You want to try?
I wouldn't know how.
Why don't you try it? Shelby, why don't you do it for him?
I've been doing it the whole time.
Well, do it again.
Okay, well, you have to try after I do it then. You have to try to say it if I say it.
All right.
Okay. We're going to say the Holy Trinity. The Father, the Son, Holy and the Holy Trinity. Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Goats.
Stop hitting the mic, Shelby. You're making a lot of static.
Sorry.
All right, man. Give it to him. Give them both. He did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
William Johnson.
Well, your trivia winners will be up here waiting for you at the station.
William, thank you for listening. You're going to go check out the wall today?
Where's this at?
Shelby?
My mic doesn't work.
Oh. What's the location?
You're going to come to the KMIL studio? Mm-hmm. What is it?
And that's it.
Where's that at?
901 East 1st. It's right next to the CEFCO station, Hilltop CEFCO.
And here in Temple?
No, Cameron.
Cameron. Oh, okay.
So you're calling me from Temple?
Yeah, I'm calling you from Temple.
Well, awesome. Spread the word, man. Spread the word. Come in. If you miss the wall in Temple, you can come down here.
My father-in-law, he's actually listening to your show right now.
Hey, father-in-law, how you doing, buddy? We have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. It's just they don't like to call. I understand it. It's always happened like that in radio. But I'm glad you called.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
That's always so fun. Right. I love trivia.
Where was I? I lost track.
Oh.
Got another caller? Let's see what happens. Go live. Welcome to the show. I'll tell you what. I've got like 2 or 3 minutes in here. Let me do an introduction here. Sheriff, why don't you come on in, buddy? We're almost ready for our segment.
Works.
Just grab it from here, and we'll be good. Sheriff Michael Clore, Milam County Sheriff.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I know you had a long night.
Very long.
Was it a peaceful night, or was it?
We had some issues, but we came through it.
Okay, very good. You awake? You want some coffee?
No, I drink plenty of caffeine this morning, so I'm up.
Okay. All right, so I'll finish it up with this. We were talking, what about this? Would you want to give your house, would you want to bring people who are illegal aliens into your home to live there? until they figure this mess out.
No, because once they're going to have more rights than you do, and you'll end up being driven out of your house before they do.
Oh, heck, Mike, I want to put you on the spot right now. You can just wave me off if you don't want to answer this. If that happened here and somebody said, hey, I want these people out, do they have to go through the basic procedure of 30-day notice?
Unfortunately, if I wouldn't let them live, stay there more than a day, but yeah, if they made their residency there, if they started getting bills there and that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, what do you need to establish a residency? How long do you have to be there?
I think it varies. If I had a book in front of me, I could tell you, but if somebody jumps in, lives there, starts paying bills, mm-hmm. is there for, 30 days, then you're kind of, stuck like Chuck, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep him in the garage.
I wouldn't let him in the house. I mean, if you're going to let him in the house, just be prepared. When I worked over here, it was touched whatever I wanted, but you don't want me to touch any of this stuff.
Right there, is it about the brain? Bad connection, that's why.
Oh, okay.
It's gotten
what was the question now? After I got yelled at about the wire?
I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break. Be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633. And we'll be talking with Milam County Sheriff Michael Clore. Be back in three.
Is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Yeah.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Shelby doing the board for me, doing a great job. In the studio with me, Milam County Sheriff Michael Clore. And if you want to have a conversation with us, the number here is 254-697-6633. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And, Sheriff, once again, welcome to the program. But I'll tell you what, let me open it like this and say, you're in a important position. You basically have a know of the county. Is there anything right off the bat, other than the topics we're going to be discussing, that you want to put out there for the citizens of Milam County?
Not really. It's more the same old. Simple things like locking your door at night, your car door and your house door. I think y'all talked about that, right?
Yeah. You mean you're not going to issue out door stops?
No, we're not going to do that here.
Tell people to leave their keys at the front door, or their children, or just their wallet and bank card.
Where did this happen at?
Canada.
Canada.
Of course, Canada. It's Canada, you bet. But still.
I've never been. I don't plan on going there, but I would lock my door at night. You know, there's a sort of a thing in the law enforcement community. Make sure at 9 o'clock check. You make sure your doors are locked. Your outside lights are operating. If you have cameras, make sure they're all if you have SD cards, make sure they're all clear and ready to go. And your vehicles, always lock them. Don't leave your valuables in the vehicle. And if you just feel like you have to go against everything and leave your personal expensive property in the vehicle, hide it as best you can, because there's opportunists out there at all times. And that's a lot of what thefts are, is an opportunity. If somebody finds an unlocked door, sees something inside the vehicle, if you're posting on social media, you're going to be out of town for a long time or going on vacation. Everybody knows, you know, if people know who you are on Facebook, they might, oh, I know Joe Blow. I know Matt's going to be out of town. Well, I don't know if I'd go to your house. You probably got booby traps everywhere. But, you know, pick a house and then go in and ransack it.
Did I show you those?
No. The word on the curb is that you have it, you know, set up pretty good. So, but yeah, it's the normal stuff. And, you know, always be prepared for new people moving in. The county's growing, so coming with growth comes crime, comes mental health issues, comes a multitude of things. So just always be prepared is pretty much, you know.
Sheriff, with what you just said, what is the projection for growth here? Do you have any idea in your world of...
I've heard several different things, but in the south end, you know, the southwest end is Thorndale to Rockdale. They're, what, thinking 10,000 in the next few years. So,
what does that do for manpower?
It hurts. Like right now, we just got full staff at the sheriff's office for the first time in a little over a year. And we're still going from call to call to call. We do have those lulls where we get a little free time when our investigators aren't having to answer cow calls and they're able to investigate cases and stuff like that. But it's an ebb and flow. It goes up and down. So I can only imagine that if we have influx of residents moving here.
Now, because I know you ordered all your deputies to listen to us in their earbuds. Deputies, yes. If you want to call in with any commentary, feel free to do so.
Complaints about the office or whatever you want to do.
We have a round file here for the complaints.
But, sure. He's got a match and some butane. But, yeah, so it's expected to grow. If we don't stay ahead of it, we're just going to end up playing catch-up for a long time. And that's been my goal, is to get everything set up, get sort of the infrastructure of the sheriff's office, the administration up and running, and that way we can just start whenever it does grow, and we can get more deputies budgeted to come in and get more boots on the ground. So now,
the next question I want to ask you is not a political question. It is a factual response, and that is, Sheriff, are you seeing an influx of illegal aliens bedding down in this community?
No, not per se. No, not yet. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Right. I mean, we get the occasional somebody on a train, and we pull people over on traffic stops, or and there might be an illegal, and then at that point, you know, detain them, contact the Fed. Go ahead.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's my initial thought process would be, if I'm in a big city, I get lost in the masses. In a small town, I stick out more.
I think that's part of it. We've discussed that before, but yeah, that's a part of it. Plus, people don't know this area; they don't know about it. They're just now finding out about it. I mean, I don't know if you grew up here or anywhere near here, but you know, I grew up in Houston. But the weekends, summers, holidays, they're always spent up here, and you can see that gradual growth. But for a long time, it was
I hate to use the word stagnant, but that's what it was.
This may explain a lot to you. I'm from New York.
Is this over? I don't... It was good to see you, Matt. Wow, an East Coaster Yankee over here.
Been down here for 30 years, got two boys in Texas.
They are, but you're not. Sorry, bro. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, you're all Texas, man. All right. But yeah. So we haven't got an influx of it yet, and then I think the ones that are here are pretty much the contracted help, if you want to call it contracted help, the labor force. You'll find them maybe at a restaurant. You'll find them at a working on a farm somewhere, a ranch or something like that. They don't get into trouble, the ones we have here. And like I said, if we do get one, we detain him. Sometimes we'll get him on, if we get him on charges, like some sort of a criminal charge, they'll go to our jail. ICE will get notified. And then at some point, they might come pick them up, or they'll get them.
So they can release them so they can come back?
Probably so.
Okay.
Which is, way, way out of my range. I can sit there and complain, pound my fists all day long, but, I can't do anything about that. But for the most part, we're lucky here. And that doesn't mean it's not going to happen in a few years that we are going to get, embedded with them, but I guess we'll see.
It's a challenging situation because, we've got, from their estimates, it's like 10 million. That they know about. Mm-hmm. That does not include gotaways. Right. And I'm just thinking, Texas is big.
Yeah, right. We could have a whole group of them here that we don't know about yet, but I mean...
Okay, let me ask you this then. I'm asking you different questions besides our topics because I don't want to get cut by the break, so I'm going to ask you this. This is from my personal knowledge, and I think we've discussed it before, but I have a short memory. I went to college. When it comes to deputizing... Or posse. The word posse, you get from the Western movies. Hey, something happened. I need some help. You're deputized. Come on, let's go get this person. Does that one even exist? Two, can you deputize on the spot?
I could. If I was in a... Okay, I'll give you an example. One time there was an escapee running around Milam County. We caught him. I was in narcotics. I did narcotics for 10 years. I had a informant with me. We were riding around. We were getting ready to go... knock down a house or get him to make some buys for me. And during this, there was some chatter on the radio about possible issues with this suspect if found. And he was with me. So I told him, hey, if we get into any kind of thing, if something happens to me, you're on your own. But, I let him know where my stuff was at, and I allowed him the ability to defend himself or protect me if I got shot in the, head and I was just a vegetable there or something like that. So something like that, if I'm dealing with something, I can yell it. If I'm in a fight on Highway 77 south of Rockdale and I'm getting my butt kicked, and there's a citizen come by, I could say, hey, help me out. He's quote unquote deputized, but
are you serious?
For the minute, for the time being.
That's understandable.
Yeah. But there's nothing right now that says to go out and create a posse. There's nothing, because they have the Texas Guard now, and that's what, whenever you get into these conversations with some of these people, the Texas Guard is considered the militia or posse.
That does me no good.
Yeah.
You got a situation.
See, you want me to say, hey, yeah, okay, here, I'm going to throw you a badge and you're just going to go out there and answer calls. That's what I feel like.
I'm not saying that at all, Sheriff. I'm saying this. When in Milam County is a big county.
Right.
If you've got four officers on duty in the middle of the night and you got something going on and two or three of them are on one side of the county and I got something going down at my place, I'm not going to count on my sheriff's department to get there. I'm just not, because... Realistically, if you're on one side, it takes a certain amount of time for you to get to me. To call the National Guard on a certain situation.
So you're talking about a smaller thing. If you're having to protect your house or a neighbor or something like that, you have the ability to do that.
I'm saying, Sheriff, something went down in downtown or right outside the city limit, and you're like, holy crap.
He always does this. He really wants me to say, here's a badge.
Like what? What is the situation?
You're talking about a bank robbery, maybe, or something? We're on the south end, and a bank robbery happens in Buckholz.
I'm not pushing you into a corner, Sheriff.
But is that what you're saying? Something like a bank robbery or something like that?
What I'm saying is there are many people in this county who would love to support and help if a situation came up. What would be the proper procedure? Or are you going to say, we got it?
Well, I'm going to say we got it because I know my guys and I know myself. We're going to be able to get it. That's it. But if it's something like a Red Dawn thing, yeah, I'm calling you. You want me to say that, hey, there's a domestic down there. Hey, let's call Matt. Right? Hey, Matt, can you go down there and handle that domestic for me?
First of all,
we have to,
you don't know what goes on in this head of mine. So
I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
I want you to say something. I want clarification.
I'm really starting to think you have some scenarios in your head that I don't know if I want to get in there. I don't know if a psychiatrist would want to get in there. Oh, wow. I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, like, if the crap hit the fan, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to call people that I know, but here's the thing too, is if you put out a call for people to come in and help, I'm going to get Matt Beatros, right? I'm going to get a guy I know, John Anderley, he retired police, right?
20 seconds.
Do we need to cut it and then come back? I'm going to know some of these retired guys. So I'm going to know their background, right? But then you put that call out and you have to worry about the guy that, you know, carries his gun, you know, carries a couple of guns and wheel guns and has them on his ankle and walks around wanting people to notice him and you know what I mean? Like, have you seen the guys that they'll wear the paddle holster wrong?
Honestly, I don't, because I would never call that type of person.
Well, I wouldn't either, but what I'm trying to say is, hope I didn't make the wire go off.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay. We'll
be
back
in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Branch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Join me, Matt Beatros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
Until I find out you legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio Program. Finishing up the second hour final segment here, I've got Sheriff Michael Clore from Milam County. And great discussions on the microphone and behind him. The original, the main reason why I asked the sheriff to come on was because we're having a solar eclipse. And you wouldn't think that's a big deal, but it's a huge deal. And I've got an article here that says, why Texas officials are so concerned about a solar eclipse. Thousands of people are expected to flock Texas next month to view the solar eclipse, and some officials are concerned about the massive strain the crowds will put on local resources. Mm-hmm. On April 8th, the moon will be positioned so that the entire disk of the sun will be blocked out in several states, plunging millions of people into darkness during the early afternoon. The path of totality will start in Mexico and extend across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, blah, 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 whatever. The spectacle is expected to draw crowds from around the nation as people head to areas in the path of totality to witness the eclipse. Texas officials have voiced concern about stretched public safety resources, enormous strain on local hospitals, and congested roadways. The concerns have prompted several judges to issue disaster declarations in advance of the astronomical event. Multiple school districts also plan to close, citing student safety. Businesses are closing. I know some corporations that are closing. Hotels are booked. The whole works.
Oh, bed and breakfast and hotels have been booked for over a year.
Okay, so here, I remember Katrina, CEFCO getting wiped out. I remember Katrina, people on the side of the road right next to me thinking one more day and they'd be knocking on my door. So this is a potential concern, if not a reality of a concern. So, Sheriff, with all that said, we have an emergency plan here. I'm not going to get into it, but the county has an emergency plan to handle situations like this. Could you please put the people at ease or maybe give us some advice or direction as to what to do during that time?
I don't want anybody to overreact, and I hate to say that, but I don't want them to do that. I worked during the Katrina Rita situation. I was out there on the road for 17 hours, breaking up fights, working fender benders, putting out fires, helping emergency medical staff with things. I remember that. I don't think it's going to be like that, mm-mm. But there's always that chance. You always have to be prepared, and that's one of the things that we all try to go by is be prepared, always be prepared. So I think that everybody needs to make sure, you know, they have all their everything they want at home. They need water, extra water. I don't want the people to go and buy every piece like they did in this COVID crap. But don't buy all the water. Don't buy all the toilet paper. But just have us a couple some supplies for a couple of days.
This is a small window,
right?
It's just in that window.
Right.
If you're not prepared,
right,
you can get caught off guard.
Right.
And what is it? April 8th is the actual
right
eclipse. So you got people coming. What, 2-3 days maybe out, and then a day or two to get out of town.
Yeah.
Again. So you got a window of about 5 days or so that's potential. So a lot of people, but once again, keep your doors locked, your windows
right
locked, stuff
yeah,
in cars.
Yeah, and just think, because people are going to, they're going to, on the highways and some of the back roads, maybe even in the city, they're going to go knocking on doors because they ran out of gas or they need to use the phone because there's a possibility the phone can be disrupted because of all this stuff, all that phone usage in that one area. So there's a multitude of things you have to think about and be prepared for. I don't want to scare people, but I think it's good. Have your gas tanks filled. Have a plan to be without certain things for a few days. But like I said, I hate to make people worried, because I know a lot of people, they're going to do this and it's going to be a fun thing for them. I don't get it. Are you going to travel and watch this thing?
I don't have to. I can see it from
right
here.
Right, exactly. These people, they want to follow the path. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the problem. All these people at the same time are going to want to follow this path. The congestion is going to be bad. Mm-hmm. And then that's whenever tempers are going to flare on the road. People,
oh
there's
gosh,
going to be slight
yes
fender benders. They're going to expect law enforcement to get out there and
right
solve
everybody's
it.
Everybody's going to be looking up.
Right.
That's right.
It's going
to
be.
And let
yeah
me add to a comment that you made. You've got only so much resources. Mm-hmm. And so if you have people who haven't heard this and are prepared and go, hey, 911, I need water. I have no water. I got no water. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Come help me. There's one of your officers taking off the job.
Right.
So I'm just saying there's no need to panic. Absolutely no need to panic whatsoever. We're informing you that it's coming to pass. And here's the potential by basic reasoning. If you have a population that provides a certain amount of goods and services and then you double it, and you're not prepared for it, you might be left out in the cold, right, or the dark, or thirsty or hungry.
And you know, there's going to be some boneheads that get out there. They're not going to think about it at all. They're going to wake up in Houston or Victoria or wherever they're at, and they're going to, hey, let's go follow this thing. They're not going to have anything. They're going to have a half a tank of gas, or they're going to be in an electric car. You know, we don't have any electric car. We don't have any charging stations
in Milam County.
I don't know where they are, if they have any in Burtison or Lee or Falls or any place.
They have them in Bell, but not Milam.
But yeah, so there's going to be a whole litany of things that are going to be an issue. We're hoping that we are over prepared, but I mean, we'll see. I don't think people need to worry and go and buy everything, but I think they just need to be prepared.
Just try to stay off the road that day.
Right. That's
obviously.
If I didn't have to be out on that day, I'd be at home. I'd go outside, I'd look at it, and then I'd go back inside.
You know, it is though, Sheriff. It's not the day. The day is obvious. It's the thought process of what it takes for that day to happen, and that takes 2, maybe 3 days in advance. The influx coming in. It's almost like a flash flood. It starts as a trickle, and all of a sudden, bam, you're drowning in a flash flood. So just out there in advance. It's no big deal. Easy peasy. Get yourself
lemon squeezy,
a couple cases of extra water, depending on how many people you got in the house. Have a few days extra food supplies. Make sure your tanks are filled up with gas. Don't travel on the roads if you don't have to. Don't go to work if you don't have to. It depends on where you're located. I mean, around here, if it's no big deal, okay, everything's good. But
right.
I know people will travel 2, sometimes 3 hours down south in large cities where it's congested. I can just imagine. I can just imagine, because I remember.
On a regular day, it's bad.
People forget quickly.
Yes, they do.
Katrina, bumper to bumper, moving 2-3 inches every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes? No. I remember being out there, it'd be an hour, 2 hours, and it'd move an inch. So it was bad.
And tempers flare.
Yeah, they do. They're going to have the guys going to try to cut you off in the bar ditch. They're going to try to go the whole, and then we're going to get involved. And what we did back then, so if you're prepared, if you're wanting to do that, well, if we caught somebody trying to cut just to make a, make whatever, we would usually just park them and sit them there, we would do our best to have somebody watch them, wouldn't let them move, we made it worse for them, that sounds spiteful and childish, but, we were, at that point, you're going to sit there and try to, one up somebody, we're going to, two
Hold
up you,
back.
So, yeah.
But you got to think about the people, not only driving, but with their phones out, trying to take the picture and the video while they're inching up. I mean, it's already bad, but it's going to happen.
I don't get it. Like those people that are going to be trying to follow it the entire time.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to do it. You're going to get in line and you're
going to. Well, here's the thing. You're going to have a black circle with a bright ring around it.
Right.
As long as you follow it.
Yep.
What's the big deal?
I've been up at night. I've seen what it's like in the dark. You know what I mean?
But then people go swimming in sub-zero weather water, and they think it's great. I'm not into that, but whatever. There's people into everything.
It's supposed to be good for your. I was watching a video on it the other day. What did they say was good for something in your body?
It's good for nothing.
It's good for metabolism. It's good for your digestive system.
That
it's
was
good
it.
For your blood
yeah,
pressure.
Something
it's
like
good
that.
For.
I'm assuming, Sheriff, that you've been coordinating with all the other people in the county.
Right. We've got the emergency management coordinator, and we've got a fire department, EMS, all the law enforcement agencies. They're on standby. We have strategic places we're going to be at so that we can respond. If necessary.
And the main reason I got you on, Sheriff, one, I'd like to talk to you, but two, I know you and the other departments in the county are working on it. I know they are, because I have connections where I know it's going on. But also being on this side, realizing, you'll hear a clip here and a clip there. You could go to the website there, but somebody's got to do it. You're going to have a majority of the people who know there's an eclipse coming, but aren't thinking it out, it may be caught without the extra water, food, or gas. That's what we're trying to do here, is just put it out there and say, hey.
And then another thing, too, is to be prepared that it's going to take longer for us to get to a call, obviously, the way the roads are going to be. So if there is a major call, we're not trying to shirk our duties or anything. It's just going to take us a little bit to get there. So I hate to even say that, but...
Well,
that's
if somebody
just the
calls
reality.
On me, just rest assured, don't worry. Keep doing what you're doing. I got it handled. Okay?
That's good. Yeah, you got that. You got that whole FM road and county road by you to covered, right?
Yeah, so we're good to go, man.
I'm going to deputize you right near. So
you heard it. You heard it. All right, Sheriff. I got about a minute and a half left here.
Just a minute.
Why don't you wrap it up with anything you want to say for the public or department or whatever?
Well, First of all, the eclipse goes, don't panic, be prepared, you know, check on your friends, families, and neighbors, and if you have questions, you can call us. You can call any of the emergency services in the county to ask any kind of question you have. And if, I guess if you're in Matt Beatrice's area, you know that he'll protect you and he'll have you.
No, let's not go there.
But, yeah, you probably, is it going to be yourself and your family and that's it and anybody else comes?
Let me be very clear, Sheriff. I'm a hermit.
Are you?
Stay away. Leave me alone. I won't bother
don't
you.
Know my house.
Don't bother
well,
me.
So when you were living out there then, right, during Katrina, Rita?
Mm-hmm.
So did a lot of people cut on your yard to try to cut through? And
one more day, they would have been there. Because when I went down, when it was just starting to fade out, you could see where they were. They were probably about a quarter of a mile coming up to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw debris, garbage. Mm-hmm. You still saw some people tented on the side of the road, a couple of vehicles, a few vehicles, depending on how far down the road you went. So another day, if it kept going, because CEFCO was wiped out, we got to go. All right, sir, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks
you very much.
Me.
God bless you. Keep safe on the road. Be back in three.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatrice, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number three.
Simulcast. Dang, it's already 11.
It's already 11. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also out of Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. If you want to watch us live on Facebook, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, programming is put into podcast form. And you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, Spotify, Apple, Podbean, and we've got, what?
Thousands and thousands of
downloads. So be part of it. Whole bunch of great information out there for you to listen to. I want to thank all my sponsors for having faith in me in the program. I want to thank especially the people who donate privately. They get nothing out of this other than keeping me on the air. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Yada, yada, yada. The whole works.
I just had someone say hello from Georgetown that they're listening to.
Hello, Georgetown. How you doing?
Show from Georgetown.
Yeah, we're getting all over the place. Got lots of listeners. All right. Let's go back. Since we were talking about the eclipse here and problems potentially, this headline, I guess, will segue perfectly. It says, we're just waiting for another 9/11. Illegal aliens buy fake green cards, Social Security ID from New York City gangs. Criminals linked to MS-13 and other gangs have been spotted selling fabricated documents this week in Queens, as the New York Post reported. At least 10 men were selling the bogus cards for $80 to $250 while camped out in broad daylight at four corners along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. Roy Fenoff, an associate professor of the Department of Criminal Justice at the Citadel, said the documents grant migrants access to almost everything a citizen has.
But not only in New York. I know for a fact someone personally has gotten some from Houston when I was in school. There's this place they go in Houston and they'll give them fake socials. And I mean, this is nothing new. This is these big areas.
So if that gives them access to almost everything. You and I, the taxpayer, are putting into that system of what they're gleaning off of. Yeah. They put nothing back into it. It puts a double, triple, quadruple burden onto us. It cannot sustain itself. He continues, once people have these fake cards, they can work, they can travel, they can access a lot of aspects of services in the United States. There are people getting these cards that are not here just to get a job, that they have other intentions, and this helps them carry out criminal activity. While the Social Security cards are fake, the numbers can belong to real U.S. citizens. Here's another quote. If I'm using a Social Security number that's of another person and then I'm committing crimes and I'm using their name, you potentially have warrants out there for innocent people's arrest because you don't really know who this person was.
Right.
Now, a former special agent, I can't pronounce his name, in charge of Department of Homeland Security investigation in New England also said the fake identification cards could be utilized by someone with dark intentions. With fake IDs, illegal migrants could load up a truck with bombs and bring it underneath the Holland Tunnel and create something major and disastrous. Well, thanks for letting
them
know.
Thanks for giving them an idea.
For someone that wants to do terrorist activity or is a national security threat, it's easy to establish this second life within the U.S. He says, I guarantee right now we're just waiting for another 9/11. Gee, doesn't that make you feel good?
That doesn't surprise me, though, because that seems to be the only time everybody can pull together. And, I mean, most people, I feel like, just my personal opinion, they're floating. They're floating, waiting for somebody else to initiate something, and they'll follow. Nobody wants to be the doer. They'll be the follower because the doer does too much work. And people are lazy.
A doer of good or a doer of bad?
A doer of good. A preventative. They're waiting for something monumental to happen to get up and do something. Otherwise, they're wanting somebody else to do.
Because they don't want to be individually in the limelight.
Right.
Let's use me for an example.
Okay.
Here I am, simulcasting, live on the internet, Facebook, the whole works. People know who I am.
Right.
They can find out anything they want about me. Here I am, the beacon, the light that everybody will focus on, whereas perfect example would be callers.
Right.
I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. But as Rush Limbaugh does his mathematical formula for callers, for the number of callers or people who respond to Facebook or send emails, that is about 1% of the true listenership.
Yeah.
And that's enormous. And that's almost verifiable. If you read his book, you'll see it. So we've got lots of people listening, but some don't call because, you know, they're driving. Yeah, they can't do it.
Well, no, some just don't want to. They're like, they may know, like for trivia, lots of people may have known the answer, but nobody wanted to actually be the caller. They wanted to wait for the caller, and I knew my answer was right. But they don't want to be the actual doer.
And I understand that to a point.
Yeah.
I do that. I'm like, hey, that's cool. Somebody's in there. I'm too busy.
I'm talking about for the world. For the United States. I mean, people know that there's wrongdoing and people don't agree with a lot of it, but they're waiting for something monumental to happen to do something about it. And it's a lazy mentality that we've gotten into.
What's that expression? Live for something or die for
nothing?
Nothing or anything? No, no, live for whatever.
I like live free and die hard.
All right. People from other boroughs are specifically in the area to get an idea of. If they've never been fingerprinted before, under their fake name, they can get arrested 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and they themselves would never have a record.
Mm-hmm.
With fake IDs, they become a ghost. So they become more emboldened and more willing to break the law and potentially do something that's really serious. The brother of Jose Antonio Ibarra, the illegal immigrant who allegedly killed 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley, has been charged with allegedly possessing a fake green card, which he used to get a job at the University of Georgia.
Wow.
Hmm.
Green cards, socials, they're not going to be good enough. But like I was saying earlier, a lot of places have opted out of even asking for a Social Security number. They're willing. I don't know why, but they're willing.
You'll have a lot of people say this, but they have children. You're gonna deport them?
What about my children?
You're illegal. You don't like immigrants? Why are you so stupid in asking that question? I've got no problems with immigrants.
Right, it's not the people.
It's the process by which they come.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, to the individual out there who thinks it's okay, the taxpayer that thinks it's okay, your money is going out of your paycheck into the kitty so that they can access services and privileges, and they don't put the money back in. They take. So if you have a certain percentage of money going in, and you just doubled or quadrupled the amount of people who are tapping into that, it cannot sustain itself.
Well, I don't like how they can get all these services and everything, but Americans that need it can't even get access to it as quickly as they can. I mean, it's nothing. There's no process. They don't have, but an American, a veteran, a homeless veteran can't. Nobody would walk with them and go through this process and hold their hand and explain things like they're doing for these people. Not a chance in hell. So, what's that?
There's so many directions I can go with this. I can go with this.
3-hour show, Matt. Come on, 3-hour show.
When you make a comment like that, or this conversation comes up, and you realize the seriousness of the situation, you may have a dialogue with somebody, but then all of a sudden you go, hey, wait a minute, you know, step back for a second. This is really serious.
Yeah.
I keep going back to the analogy of the sinking ship. I'm not talking a nose diving ship. I'm not talking a stern diving or a side sinking. Mm-hmm. I'm talking one that is evenly sinking from bow to stern. It just gets lower and lower. Yeah. And lower.
Sections filling with water.
And there is a point in time when the ship cannot maintain itself at the surface of the water and instantaneously goes under. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a perfect analogy for what's happening in this country. With this leadership and what they're doing, that is what they're causing. President Trump wants to stop that. And this is what I've been saying all the time. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do, as long as it's moral, ethical, legal, all that kind of stuff. It's your business. It's your life. The only thing I will argue is abortion, because the poor child cannot defend themselves, okay? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that poor child in the womb cannot defend itself. Man. Okay. Help me out, Shelby.
Well, we have 1 minute left. How do you want to end this session?
1 minute?
Yep.
Tell you what. With that 1 minute, why don't you reflect, ladies and gentlemen, reflect on this beautiful country and how it was formed and who protects it and the sacrifices that have been made to maintain it. And then look at those who squander it, steal it, cheat it, pervert it, and make a decision which way you want to go. Because there's three types of people in this world. There's the ones who protect the Constitution, they're the ones who don't, and then the ones who just don't give a damn. Okay? The ones who don't give a damn, I got nothing to do with you. I'm not going to talk to you, argue with a fool, you become the fool. But for those who want to take away this country and turn it into something else, I fight you. I will identify you. I will broadcast you. I will tell the world what you are doing and how you are contrary to what this nation is all about. Okay? If I can do it, I'll do it. The power of the microphone.
Do you really think there will be something detrimental and huge like another 9/11 type situation? Not quite, you know, that specific situation, but something...
Yes. And that's not fear-mongering.
You think here in Texas or New York?
No,
or where do you think?
I'm guessing it'll be some major metropolitan area.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying Texas is getting a lot of the flow of the... illegals, not just Hispanic. I'm talking about every single kind you can think of.
Texas is too hot. Texas is too hot.
Too much.
Guns. Too. No, I'm not talking that. I'm talking Texas is too much under the radar.
Right.
They're going to get in and out of Texas.
Right.
Set up, plan something. Look, there's a lot of people who come here from other nations. They just want a better life, and I get it. But you got to do it properly. It's the ones who don't like America and want to take us down. They're going to do some damage.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. continuing on here. I got Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. The Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman, is out. Lift him up in prayer for a quick recovery. Judge Andy Isaacs, he's on a trail ride. Is that trail ride?
Yeah.
Morningstar Ranch.
It's going well.
I would like you to please go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. There I have all my sponsors. You can click on them. They've got a link going right to their websites. Check them out before you go somewhere, like tires, McGuire Tire. Before you buy tires, check them out. Check with Casey. They've been taking care of me for 23-plus years. Okay, and so many other sponsors who can help you out. So check them out first, because without them, I'm not here. All right, what we're going to do in this segment, this is a blast from the past. And I've got a few clips of me in the past that we'll play
here
the audio.
Here at the station.
Right here. Kind of look the same from what Shelby said.
Yeah, you look the same. But, of course, the show snippet might not be as perfect because I was not there at that time. These are pre-Shelby. So don't
What is that story? DeLorean Gray? Is that the story where the guy sells his soul to the devil and he stays young forever, but his picture up in the attic keeps getting older and older and older?
I don't know.
Maybe I sold my soul, man.
No. That's too far from what's the truth. No.
Okay, this first clip from the past is talking about body language. And ladies and gentlemen, body language is critical. When you do, in anything really, if you want to get a heads up on a situation, try to learn body language and read people, because they are printing what they're thinking if you know how to read it. Okay? Mm. And so when people come into the room, the first thing I do is analyze them. I say, okay, first of all, body language, weapons, attitude, personality.
I love watching those shows or those documentaries where people are telling you how to tell if somebody's lying or, you know, a certain way their natural eyes will look, or
that's
something
right.
they'll rock in their seat or do something, they'll cross their legs. I mean, you got to look for everything. And I think that's interesting.
All right. So this clip is how long?
It says it's 2 minutes and 32 seconds, give or take. We might take a little bit
off the inside. Okay. So raise up the volume, sit back, tell the kids to be quiet, turn the TV off. There you go. Take it away. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got an observation here. This might help in some of these stories. I'm always teaching about body language. Body language is very important. If you understand body language, it gives away a lot of things. So my observation is titled, Body Language. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to my personal security in public, I have three zones of protection. The largest zone is the one when I can see things, but I'm not able to hear things. The middle zone of protection is the zone where I can see things happening, but also might be able to hear what's going on and being said as well. Then the inner zone, the zone that is at arm's length for me, my personal space, is the zone where you shouldn't be unless I've invited you in. In all three zones, though, I utilize my training in the art of reading body language. Everyone has something they do that gives their intentions away, whether they want to or not. And because of that, you may be able to utilize it to your advantage. Basically, body language can tell me if you're bored or excited, a threat or a foe. Now, obviously, for protection purposes, knowing how to properly read threatening body language can give me an extra seconds to evaluate the situation and prepare for whatever may happen. It's also a good skill to learn negative body language. Negative body language is the art of keeping yourself unreadable. In other words, keeping them guessing. Put on the poker face, so to speak. Don't broadcast your moves. Body language, verbal judo, knowing personality types, these are all tools of protection if used properly. Having a gun, knife, or club is always good to have, but if we can use these other tools first, we may never have to pull out the hardware, and that's always a good thing. So, if you don't know how to read body language, then start teaching yourself through books and, of course, YouTube. YouTube's a great place to start as well. Before long, you'll master the art form and feel oddly more protected. So, there you go. Body language. Cut that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me put another illustration to this. I watch many videos of aggression to others, criminals aggressing upon innocent. And I know what's coming up, although I haven't seen it. So I know somebody's going to get assaulted. So what I do is I scan the video and I look where the individual is, and then I scan people's body language in the video. And almost every time I can identify who the person's going to be that's going to cause the sucker punch.
Because yeah, the person that's doing the acts have no idea about the psychological body tics that you do when you're doing something. People don't know that they're showing any body language. They think that, oh, I'm being cool. But there is something that you're doing that people are catching up on.
And one of the big giveaways, I mean, if you're professional at assaulting people, this probably won't happen. But if you're just going to do it, the dead giveaway is the quick 180-degree, 360-degree view. Is anybody watching me? Is this the right time to do it? You can just tell.
Right, looking around.
Looking around, and all of a sudden it's going to come. So body language is very key. Okay, what's the next one coming up?
All right, the next one is titled Individuality and House Divided.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
You ready for that?
Let's just go for it right now.
All right, here it goes.
It is titled Individuality and a House Divided. Ladies and gentlemen, having your own personality and ways of doing things is a good thing. Expressing yourself is one of the great blessings that this country has to offer its citizens. However, there is a line not to be crossed. That line is called unity. A common goal, belief, stance. A strong house, family, country must have a common goal and purpose. Otherwise, they splinter only to fall apart and lose their unity. This country has splintered apart. This country has splintered apart for many reasons, but I'm just going to list a few. One is the elimination of God from our schools. Two, the sordid agenda of those in power. And three, the ignorance or apathy of the American citizen. In your host's opinion and confidence, the removal of God from our schools and anywhere else it can be done has had a devastating effect on the morality of this country. As for the sordid gain of those in power, it's expected. However, a knowledgeable citizenry should be able to combat that. But that brings me to the third point, the ignorance and apathy of most of us. This country has gotten worse than balkanizing. It has gotten individualizing. Our core, our spirit of common unity, which makes this country so great, has been individualized to the point of almost no return. We need a spiritual, patriotic, and family revival. Do what you want. Be who you want to be. Be who you want to be with. But let's all do it under an umbrella of unity. Respect, honor, and dignity have many places and many forms. We should all apply these in our daily lives. But pushing individualism in a destructive manner only strangles the goose that lays our golden eggs of freedom. Please, ladies and gentlemen, cut down the rhetoric of I've got to be me and promote the feeling of unity by expressing it in your own way. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, did that hit the mark? Did I call it right?
You still almost sound like you're saying the same stuff that you do now, just in a different way. Like you've found the way to say it with a better flow now. It's very similar. You said it in a very long, drawn out, different way, and now you say it smoothly, you know?
Probably because it's put in a commentary form. But let's parallel this to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, I've known him since the 80s, has been saying the same things since the 80s. He says what he says now is what he's been saying in the 80s. You look up, like I've said this before too, look up the Rona Barra interviews, look up the Phil Donahue's, mm-hmm. look up the Oprah Winfrey's, the what's his name? God, the guy, I forget his name, but talk show host. And he talks about the same thing, how America's getting screwed, how America's great, but the leaders are bringing it down the drain.
Right.
How people take advantage of this nation. He's been saying the same stuff.
I feel like the people here are still very patriotic. I mean, look at
look at, you give people the chance, like with this wall situation coming together, people will show out. But it's definitely the leaders that are lacking the patriotism, and it's doesn't account for how we feel.
And I mentioned that too. I understand politics, and I know the majority will be bought and paid for to a degree. Some will be totally sold out. Some will sell out a little bit here, a little
bit
here.
You can tell which ones are which.
Yeah, you can tell.
You're not hiding it.
The ones who do not have important positions are the ones who are still true to the cause.
Right.
The ones who hold, most of the ones that hold the powerful
Nancy
positions.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I don't have enough time to do the third one. We'll do the third one after the break. So we're going to take a bottom of the hour break, 3 minutes. If you got a comment or a question, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can watch us live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you go to the aaronsgunshop.com radio show page, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the donation button. If you've got nothing else better to do with your money on a monthly basis, contribute to the show. It helps out tremendously. Be back in three. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Shelby taking care of the board for me. Mm-hmm. The Colonel is out. So is Judge Andy Isaacs. We should have a full staff next Saturday.
Probably too full.
Yeah. Now, we were doing, we just played two of three of my blasts from the past, and we'll do the third one in just a second here. But the number here, if you got a question or a comment, is 254-697-6633. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And don't forget, we've got thousands of podcasts. Check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Go to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Spread the word. Share the word. Shelby, what's the third one?
The third one is They Walk Among Us.
They Walk Among Us.
You ready for that?
This is a good one. I like listening to this one because it just reconfirms what I know. Go ahead. They walk among us. Ladies and gentlemen, they walk among us, and that's a scary thing. Who are the they that I'm talking about? They are the known, quote unquote, and the unknown, quote unquote. They are friends, family, acquaintances, passerbyers, foreigners, anyone who has the mind of evil, the evil to hurt, maim, kidnap, rape, kill, whatever. I read more and more articles of the heartless, unreasonable, and sickening acts of violence to the innocent that is happening in this country and abroad. There is a breakdown of society, first in the big cities, also at the borders with unaccounted for illegal aliens, and soon it will be crept into the small town America if it hasn't already. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very concerned about this. I've read articles, heard news reports, seen video of a normal-looking person suddenly going on a rampage of violence against the innocent bystanders who are near them. It's either in the name of Allah, racist in nature, or because the person is mentally deranged. Because of this, we can no longer live in a bubble of denial. For those of you wasting your time trying to ban guns, your time would be better spent buying a gun and learning how to use it against these deranged people. Unlike many people out there, I get my information from multiple sources and cross-reference the information to try and get the most accurate information possible. In doing so, I become very concerned with the safety of many, the elderly, women, young children, family, and myself. If you are not, then you're just living under a rock. There are some things that just need to be done. One of those things is being informed and being prepared for the knowledge you have learned. You can either prepare and protect yourself, or you can become a statistic on an FBI report. To steal a line from the Bible in part, quote, "For me and my house, I shall get prepared. Prepared both physically and spiritually. I hope you will join me in being prepared." All right, everybody. We're live again. I mean, I hear myself talk. I'm like Trump. I'm saying the same stuff from the 80s.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying the same stuff that you've always said, almost like you've perfected the way to say it, though.
I have noticed there are a handful of people who have looked at me weird and criticized me, who have come to me and go, "Matt, you know something? You're right."
Right.
And I don't take any pride in that. I just go, I know.
It's unfortunate.
I'm right because I'm not here to trick people.
Right.
I'm here to find
out
the truth.
Tell you what you want
to hear. I'm doing it for myself. Honestly, I'm doing it for myself. It's just like my devotionals. Mm-hmm. I look in front of that mirror and I go, "Lord, talk to me, man. I got problems here." And he goes, "Okay, Matt, you got a problem? Here, go here." I go, "Hey, we got a problem in this society here." And I go, "Hey, I got to look at the news. I'm checking this out. If I don't want to be one of the statistics, I got to do certain things." But if you're going to go, "Hey, somebody's breaking into my house," and you hide under your pillows, and you call 911, and if you live in the county and the sheriff is on one side of the county and you're on the other, forget it. He ain't going to be there in time. So what are you going to do?
Leave your keys on your door.
Touché.
Just leave your wallet while you're there.
All right, I guess this is a perfect segue.
Perfect.
We're a little bit late on this segment, but the most popular segment of the show, and that's True Stories of Self-Defense. This is coming from the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column, and I believe this was 1963.
Oh, so it's probably a good one.
So you're going to notice the difference in firearms. There'll probably be revolvers, 32 automatics, maybe a 1917 45 ACP, who knows, 22 rifles.
Lots of those and 38s, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Rosario Messina narrowly escaped death in an ordeal which left him beaten and stabbed in his Westchester, Pennsylvania tavern. Two men broke into the tavern about 5:30 a.m. intending to burglarize it, but found Messina there. They stabbed and repeatedly beat him, but during the struggle, Messina reached his 32 automatic and killed one of his assailants.
Nice.
There's no doubt in my mind they'd have killed me, he said.
To do it in a voice that's not your own.
Oh, let's see. Messina, is that Italian?
Sure.
Italian, okay. There's no doubt in my mind they would have killed me, huh?
That's better.
Okay. So if I have to critique this, I would say, instead of retrieving the 32 automatic, because I'll tell you what, if you own a bar, you can carry a firearm.
Right.
I'd have that sucker on me.
Much closer.
Okay, go ahead.
An unknown man forcefully entered a Taylorsville, North Carolina home of Catherine Steichleather. That's a name, isn't it?
Remember that name. Steichleather.
Okay. Is that a new
you'll see.
Spy name? Okay. And demanded money. She had none, and the man grabbed her, tearing her clothing. Her daughter ran to her, whereupon the intruder threw the child into an adjoining room. At this point, Mrs. Steichleather broke away and got a shotgun. The intruder ran out of the back door and fled into the nearby woods.
Well, what I was trying to get at, Steichleather had her clothes torn. Leather. Never mind.
She's not wearing a leather gown. Jesus, this isn't the 1880.
She's got her freak going on. I don't know.
All my pajamas is leather.
All right, story number three. Dennis Koch was putting storm windows on his fiancée's house when he observed a ute run into a nearby woods. He passed the information on to a police officer who stopped minutes later and told Koch he was searching for a burglary suspect. He gave Koch permission to assist him. Ah! Mike, are you listening, Mike?
You're dead.
he gave Koch permission to assist him. Carrying his pistol, for which he has a permit, Koch found the youth hiding and held him in custody until the officer could place him under arrest.
Wow.
I did not set that up. It just came up naturally. If you've been listening, you know what's going on.
Okay. Walter Nicholas was at home when his daughter ran into the house saying there was a robbery at the nearby market where Mrs. Nichols clerked. Nichols ran to the store and found his wife unhurt, pursued the robbers into the nearby cemetery.
Perfect.
A youth arose from behind the bush and pointed a .22 rifle at him. As the youth was distracted and approaching police cars, Nichols disarmed him, but not before the second youth struck Nichols with a tree branch. Nichols grabbed and hailed the second youth. The first fled, but was shortly captured by police.
You know what this is?
That was an episode of Dumb and Dumber.
No, this is a dude who's under control. He's got a ute who's behind a bush with a .22. He gets it, but he gets hit by a tree, and the guy goes, what are you doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically doing that.
Yeah. Where are you
going
to go?
Where are you going after this one? Okay. A man came to the door of 80-year-old Andrew Morgan's Tampa, Florida home and asked to use the telephone, claiming car trouble.
Mm-mm.
Once inside, he pulled a handgun and demanded Morgan's wallet. Pretending to look for money, Morgan grabbed his revolver in the living room and opened fire. The man fled from the house and was found by police lying in a ditch about two blocks away. The would-be robber died in the Tampa hospital a day later.
Wow.
Police classified the shooting as a justifiable homicide. Oh, look, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, this was back in the 60s, so I get it. People used to sleep with their doors unlocked, the windows open, the whole works. You cannot do that today. So if somebody comes in, it's just almost like the SNL skit where the shark comes. You hear the shark music from Jaws. Candygram.
Yeah, so you're saying you would rather him have had his gun ready for the knock at the door, like when the knock happened. Don't say, open the door without having it available.
And say, give me your name and the type of car, and I'll call it in for you.
Right. Even then, I thought that was crazy when people did that back then. Like, can I come in and use your phone?
Sure, come on. You want a cup of coffee?
Absolutely not.
Mama just made some apple pie. All right, go ahead.
All right, this will be the last one that we have time for. It was a rough weekend for Clarence Bennett, a Detroit, Michigan real estate broker for near half his 72 years. On Friday night, while walking, teenage hoodlums hit him in the back with a chunk of concrete and spray painted his face. They fled without robbing him, but two nights later, he was getting into his car and leaving evening church services. Two armed men held him up. Bennett reached down, grabbed his .38 from the floor, and fired both. Bandits fled. One appeared wounded.
You know what that is? That's a clear case of no more. This stuff ain't happening to me again.
Yeah, well, that was weird how they just wanted to mess with him and didn't want to take anything.
That's just like a sucker punch. You see these videos with people coming up, and it's a dare. And what are these TikTok things? Sucker punch somebody.
All right, that's all.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back in three. We'll finish up when we get back.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
radio program. Finishing out the program with a final segment. If you got a comment or a question or a true story you want to share with us, the number is 254-697-6633. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Don't forget, go to the radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com. Scroll down. There's a donation button there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll just be blunt. I could use your donations on a monthly basis. You know, do what you can, but everything helps. All right, we're going to finish up. We got two stories left from the Armed Citizens column. And I guess I'm up, right?
Yeah.
Guy Hamilton and Webb Daniel were on guard for burglars who had twice pilfered their Deerfield, Virginia warehouse when at 1:30 a.m. they saw two men entering the building. One of them arrived with a .22 pistol. When Hamilton and Daniel confronted the pair, one of them rushed Hamilton, knocking him down. Webb fired a load of .8 birdshot at the pair, and they fled. Both were apprehended by police and charged with breaking and entering with intent to commit larceny. One was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Laying in wait.
Yeah.
You know why you can do that? Do you know why you can do that, but you can't lay a booby trap? Because if you're there, you have the mental thought process of, what shall I do?
Right.
A mechanical device has no thought process.
Right.
That is why you can have a guard dog. Guard dog's not a mechanical device. It's a biological unit. Okay. Take it away.
All right. Two men armed with snub-nosed revolvers failed in an attempt to rob a Brothers grocery store in New Orleans, Louisiana, because an employee grabbed a gun from beneath the counter and fired three times, apparently missing, but routing the hoodlums from the store.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in preparation for this segment here, Shelby and I were reading the last stories. I read my story, and I saw her reading her story, and we ended up looking at each other at the same time in disgust.
Both made the same noise, just went, ugh.
Missed the target. All right. Look, there's a lot. Let me tell you something. From 21 feet is the borderline for when you should run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
21 feet, if somebody has a knife, they can get you. We've done this drill many a times.
Right.
So, if you don't know how to pull your trigger, even at a short distance, if you've ever played pool before, you know how angles are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm at distance of about 7 yards and I happen to pull my trigger in a weird way, that bullet is not going to hit the target. That is why it is so important for you to learn your firearm. Trigonometry, like it was on the shirt.
Trigonometry.
That was on the shirt.
Good t-shirt.
Okay. Tell you what, let's do this. We've only got, about 9 minutes?
Yeah.
I want to go over all these articles that I printed out, and we'll just go one by one. We'll make commentaries. If somebody wants to call in, they can do that as well. I want to thank all the people listening and watching us. And here we go. Biden evacuates staff from embassy as gang leader Barbecue becomes most powerful man in Haiti. I want to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on in Haiti, I'm thinking, the only reason I was even interested in it was because we're giving up another embassy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Come on, the most powerful nation in the world, and we're giving up an embassy? We'd be going like, hey, yo, Barbecue. Sorry, we're not doing that. Stop it.
You said to look up why they call him Barbecue. Why they call him Barbecue?
A friend of mine was telling me he saw, before they deleted it, showing me videos of people being put on rotisseries and cooked.
Do they eat them?
And they eat them for
Uh-oh.
Food. Yeah. So you get a nickname for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So good old Barbecue. The U.S. Southern Command. And look at this. USS, U.S. Southcom. Okay, that's it. U.S. Southcom. Said on Monday it was obliged to airlift non-essential personnel from the United States Embassy in Haiti, as well as send more troops to the embassy to provide security. All right. Let's just pass that up.
Did you see that story in the news this week about that school district that made that kid take off his American flag on his truck?
I was trying to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Contact thing. If somebody knows it, I want to get this guy on the show.
Wasn't that
Go
crazy?
Ahead, tell about it.
Well, I don't know. All I saw was that, I mean, Where was it?
It doesn't matter where it was. The point is...
It was in America is the whole point.
American flag on his truck, and he was being told by the school to take it down.
That it was against school policy, but then he went through the school rule book, and he said, there's nowhere in there that says I can't do that, and they suspended him for not taking it out.
Between you and me, Shelby, since nobody else is listening, if I'm in a place and they tell me I can't put up a flag... They need to read between the lines.
American flag at that. It wasn't just like, wasn't a Trump won flag. It wasn't a liberals eat dirt flag. It wasn't anything. It was just an American flag sticking out of the back of his truck.
Now, I want to make a comment. If you're in a MOA, is that what they call it? You're living in a community. What's the...
HOA?
HOA, thank you. You're in an HOA, and you decide to move in, and they say, you can't move in unless you sign this, read the document.
Right.
And you can't put an American flag, or you can't put any
flag. Which is crazy for that to be a rule anywhere in America.
But it doesn't matter. If that's the homeowners association, they say it, and you decide to do it, it's just like when I go in the military, and I swear an oath. Yes, I have no more rights. Mm-hmm. So why am I going to complain when I gave away those rights?
Right.
You gave away your rights to put up a flag. Mm-hmm. But in this case... On your vehicle?
A public school parking lot?
Donald Trump says he's honored to be the GOP nominee, but country in deep trouble with lunatic Joe Biden as the president of the United States.
Deep trouble. That's not enough.
Do you know anybody who's at peace with our current situation?
No.
Do you know anybody who says President Biden is the way to go?
When I went to vote the other day, when we did all the voting, the woman that was there in front of me was saying that she was going to vote for Biden. She was very open about it. She had a sticker on her car.
Can she give you reasons as to why
she... I didn't care to talk to her anymore. Obviously, she was mentally ill.
When you use the template of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if you're an American citizen, your template... is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. If you got a problem with that, then you need to state your problem through the process that the Constitution lays out for you to do so. You can verbally speak it on the street, that's your First Amendment right, and I swore an oath to defend that. Mm-hmm. Okay? But if you're trying to change how the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is because you just have no clues to what you're talking about, I'm going to figuratively fight you. I'm going to question you. I'm going to ask you. And whether you can tell me or not, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell people about you and say, hey, this person states this. It's contrary to this. If you're an American citizen and you don't follow these rules, you're a traitor to the United States. I mean, how much more plain can you put it? There may be degrees. Being a traitor... as compared to other terms that we've used before, traitor is a bad one. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to be a traitor.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, the POTUS is a traitor.
That's a real dirty word, too, traitor. Like, I don't know. It's. I mean, you can be called a liar. You can be called a thief. But a traitor, I feel like that's...
If the colonel was here, stronger. He could immediately say the words that I'm thinking, because we've done this before. So, Colonel, get yourself better and let's get back in here. Treasury Secretary Yellen, I regret saying inflation was transitory. She says, I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks to months to most people, which is correct. Right. Not 3 years going on 4 years.
Yeah, more than that. That's what I'm saying. If I hope, and if Trump gets back into office... getting anybody else on his side, I mean, most of the time he needs to be, and he should be, getting stuff situated, stuff that's completely wrecked and out of line, but is he even going to be able to with everybody? I mean, we saw what happened last time, how everyone's just constantly giving him flat, giving him crap that he's fighting off so that he can't actually...
But look what he got done.
Deal. Yeah, but I mean, so that's much more has gone wrong since then.
He has learned a lot. CNN... Trump charges dropped in Georgia case, embarrassing screw-up for Fannie Willis. Time and time again shows that the attacks against Trump are not warranted. They're BS. They're doing whatever they can to try to persuade the populace to say this is a bad guy.
Yeah.
He keeps winning and winning and winning. U.S. issues veiled threat to Hungary. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is isolating his country from the Western community of democracies. U.S. Ambassador David Pressman claimed on Thursday. While the Orban government may want to wait out the United States government, the United States will certainly not wait out the Orban administration. While Hungary waits, we will act. Look, Viktor Orban goes, hey man, you guys are effed up. I'm waiting for Trump to come in so we can get some real business right. done. What do I got, a minute?
About 45 seconds.
Okay. Well, look, I'll heck with this. Look, go to the mobile wall. Traveling wall.
Mobile.
at the Legacy Nursing Home here in Cameron. And check it out. It's a sight to see.
Should be almost all the way. I mean, she was predicting about 2 o'clock it would all be already 100% up.
Well, she was praying for no rain. And it's not
raining
at the
moment. Well, it stopped shortly after she left.
That's great.
So.
The Lord will provide. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelby, thank you very much for squaring me away here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Spread the word. If you got nothing to do with your money, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, go to the donation button on a monthly basis, donate. It'd help out tremendously. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.